Good morning. How are you guys doing? Welcome to Morning Teen Allegations. This is your host, Petty B, otherwise known as Bianca Goolsby, and I'm here this morning with the tea. Welcome to episode number 8. The title is The Block is Hot, and there's a lot of stuff that we need to talk about this morning. And I don't want to be before you long this episode. I am so trying to get my new office set up the way that I would like to. And so there's a lot of things that I don't have set up, so I'm not able to do the full production. So I do apologize in advance, but there is a couple of things that I do want to highlight and things that I think that needs immediate attention due to the fact of what's happening. And, you know, I just want to just say this before I start with the church announcements and the disclaimers, that now is a vital time that you are intentional to pay attention with what is going on. And my last comment is in regards to the media outlets. Dear media outlets, some of you haven't been intentional with following what's happening in education. And now all of a sudden you want teachers to talk about what's happening, but you don't know that these teachers are retaliated against when they talk. And then when you do use their quote and when you do interview them, you only use like two sentences of what they've said. And then you beat the dead horse on what the district is saying, but the district is not being truthful. And you're reporting on what the district is saying and you're not even fact checking. And that's the part that I have a serious problem with. So for those news outlets that are out here that want to cover news that's happening in Hillsborough County with the cuts and all of that good stuff, the question is, the teachers are probably not going to trust you due to the fact that, you know, the patterns don't lie. And where have you been? Where have you been reporting on the news for a while? So just let's go ahead and move on and let's start with our church announcements. Amen. So our church announcements are as follows. November 3rd, please make sure that you vote. Please make sure that you are intentional. Please make sure you go ballot line by line on that ballot, because it is a vital time in this world that we are intentional with who we are selecting to be in office. I don't care who your political views or your party or whatever have you. What I do care is that you are being intentional, you're fact checking, and that you are making the best decision that you feel is best. Now, when it comes to school board, Teacher for the Culture has their list of who we support, okay? And who we feel would be the best candidates and why. And that is our opinion. You don't have to take our opinion and vote by it. It's a suggestion, especially if you're not intentional by doing research. All I'm saying is, please make sure that you vote. And for people that are making excuses to say, well, you're bashing folks, and this is why we don't vote, because all of this bashing back and forth, please stop it. Okay, because informing people on what's happening is not bashing. And we need to go ahead and stop using these words out of context, such as bashing, bullying, attack, and all of these things, because we, at this point, we have to stop. Okay, there is a dictionary. Please go look it up. Please make sure that you're using words in the right context, because it matters. Words matter. And we have to stop playing the games. Our children deserve better. We can clearly see that COVID has put a spotlight on the issues that's taking place in our world. And what we don't need to do is have people carrying on with misinformation, people carrying on with false news, people carrying on with things that don't have any receipts. So please, please make sure you get your receipts and go down the ballot line by line and making sure that you're selecting the best people for the job, because enough is enough. I'm tired of the games and let's move forward. The next thing on the church announcement is I would just want to talk about the Sunshine Education Coalition. And I want to go ahead and just play a clip from a young king that has something to say to y'all. So let me go ahead and roll the clip.
Did you know I am the last youth to get arrested on campus? And that's not fair. Did you know?
So while we are talking about the issues in our schools, there are children that are being harmed. And yet we have school board members, we have people all in the world that are saying that we're doing some great work in education when the data doesn't match up. So like I said, please be intentional. Okay, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go ahead and play my church announcements and my disclaimers, because when I play this disclaimer, please listen carefully, because I think that some of you guys may have missed it. Some of you guys are hopping on my Facebook page. I don't know some of y'all, but some of y'all hop on my personal Facebook page and y'all think that my Facebook page is a democracy, or you think that I'm going to go back and forth with you. I'm not, okay? And if you decide to get froggy with me, I will get froggy back and I will sage later. I've made that abundantly clear. I am not Michelle Obama. So I'll be right back. Thank you, church members, as we have additional announcements and disclaimers that require your full attention. I report the news, so don't try me with a copyright. In addition, the views and opinions on Morning Tea and allegations belong to me. If you have any questions, bring your receipts so that we can talk. If you get froggy with me, don't expect me to go high and be the bigger person. I will clap back and sage later. God is still working on me. Thank you for your attention and govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. This episode is sponsored by ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is the best way that you can securely go on the web without your information being tracked. Stay private with a VPN and go to the link www.biancagoolsby.com/VPN. It's a 30-day free trial, so there's nothing to lose. I promote VPN because I think it's very, very important. And I just want to caveat this. If you follow me on my personal Facebook page, I posted an email that I received that I was hacked and that I had to pay $250 to a Bitcoin link in order to get access to my data. And number one, I felt really offended because, you know, $250 for my data, you know what type of receipts I have on my computer? Like, come on. Like, I definitely deserve more than $250. Nonetheless, it is really important that you be intentional and that you protect your data online. You surfing the internet is not the same anymore. There are people that, you know, put different clickables where if you click on something wrong, then they can start looking at your keys and what you're typing in, and they can then export that data and try to figure out your passwords and really do some devious things. So I really suggest that you do get a VPN. I suggest that you are intentional with what you're downloading and what you're doing on your computer, just because right now in COVID, where everyone is online, there's a lot of black hats out here that is making a lot of money via Bitcoin, and it's really, really bad. So I'm just putting that caveat out here that I promote VPN because I use it, I support it, and I highly recommend that you get it, okay? And there's a 30-day free trial, so if it's not to what you think it's going to be, I mean, you can cancel it, but I'm telling you, like, you need to be protected online, especially nowadays where everything is done digitally. So with that being said, good morning to you again for those of you just hopping on, and welcome to Morning Teen Allegations. And, you know, there's a couple of things that I want to talk about. Today's episode is The Block is Hot, and I just want to review some of it. So let me go ahead and let's take y'all to class this morning. What? See? That's what I'm talking about. The devil stay busy. There we go. Okay, so Hillsborough County is dealing with a whole bunch of mess right now. So let's back up. Okay, I want to play something back in January of 2020. Okay, now, if you don't know, I have been speaking to the board for years now, because as soon as I left Hillsborough County working in the achievement school, that's what it was called at the time, I saw the corruption in the district. There was many things that I would document in writing. I was told not to put in writing because writing makes things permanent. I was told that what happens at the school stays at the school. And it really felt like a abusive relationship. And I want you to just kind of go with me here. Like, this is my experience. And when you are literally trying to do everything for children and you are told that you can't do certain things, or when you're not provided resources to do what you need to do, it's really gaslighting. It's really not preparing our children for life as what we allege that we're doing for children. And now we're in this world where now COVID has definitely put a spotlight on everything. But the district has been having financial issues well before COVID. And it's very disingenuous to paint this whole brush and make it seem like it is because of COVID. I want to go back to January 2020 when I was speaking to the board in regards to what was happening. And again, mind you, this was pre-COVID. Let's roll the clip.
Next, we have Miss Bianca Goolsby, followed by the Reverend Dr. Glenn Dames and Marcus Derek White.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Bianca Goolsby and I'm a former educator in this district. I've handed out our own ACLU report in Hillsborough County so that we can actually discuss that. I have additional copies sitting in the back if the audience would like to review. If you could turn to page 3 and look at the title, How Does Hillsborough County Compare to Other Districts? Please read silently as I read the facts. Hillsborough County has the lowest student to school psychologist ratio in the state. Hillsborough County is the most frequent users of seclusion for disciplinary purposes. Hillsborough County is one of the only 9 districts using mechanical restraints. Hillsborough County has the highest number of students arrested in the state. So when I keep hearing all this uproar about candidate 4, hypocrisy. So when I see interviews with Black organizations that are designed to advocate target candidate 4, hypocrisy. But you silent with our own ACLU report right here, hypocrisy. So for the record, ACLU Florida did a report for every school district in Florida. Candidate number 6 has a prison to pipeline report, hypocrisy. So Hillsborough County has the highest number of students cited by the police in the state. Again, so we're moving the needle right now with people in position? For people writing letters to support the internal candidate, how can you help the teachers and students right now, today? Hypocrisy. The lives of the children are at stake. We have children suffering from trauma at school, home, and the community. We have schools running low on resources and teachers because of policies and politics. Right now, today, hypocrisy. The good old boy network must end in 2020. The every man for himself and herself must end in 2020. The lack of honesty and accountability must end in 2020. Governor Ron DeSantis said 2020 will be the year of the teacher. So let's do that. Our children deserve better. Our teachers deserve better. Our community deserves better, and we need change. We have leaders that could not even vote candidates objectively because their own personal agenda based on this prison to pipeline when we have one right here. Hypocrisy. We need to place the focus back on our children and not have selective outrage when it doesn't fit a personal narrative. It is a sham. Time to shake things up.
Thank you, Ms. Goolsby.
That was in January. Now, the context to that was, you know, they were talking about how we should eliminate Addison Davis because Clay County had a school to prison to pipeline report, but yet we sat silent when we had our own school to prison pipeline report and we leaked the state. Hillsborough kind of leads the state, folks. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have candidates out here that saying that, you know, we're doing everything what's best for children. You know, we are closing the achievement gap and la 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 whoop de whoop. But how can that happen when we're leading the state in our school to prison pipeline? That was in January. I talked about that in January. That report came out the summer of 2019. Okay. So this has been a longstanding issue. And the thing that gets me the most is that when Addison Davis is quoted in the article about these cuts, he uses the word equity. We're doing this for equity. Addison Davis, at this point, shut the hell up. Okay. Because what we're not going to do is we're not going to paint this brush that we're making these decisions for equity. And that is not true. That is very disingenuous. And that is fraudulent. And that really angers me, especially because our children deserve better. And we're making these moves and we're not doing what's best for our children. We're not doing what's best for our staff members. And let's back up. Okay. So Addison Davis, you out here, you're now in quarantine, right? And how you're able to get your laboratory results faster than your, you know, teachers and your support staff and your organization is beyond me. But at this state, okay, you have now decided that you wanted to, you know, be remote and you wanted to, you know, practice social distancing and the procedure that we do not hold for our teachers and support staff, because when they test negative, you know, they're back in the classroom. Or when a student in their classroom tests positive or they have a case, they're expected to show back to work because, you know, they weren't around the student for 15 minutes, which doesn't make sense to me, hypocrisy to me, but this is where we're at. Okay. We have a lot of stuff going on in this school system, this school. It's at a point where we are having public education dismantled. Okay. Now, let's fast forward to August. Now, I went to the board in August and I was letting them know that the corruption was on full display because they haven't been intentional with making sure that they follow the consent agenda. If you've been following my work with Teaching for the Culture and what I do as far as advocacy work for our children, you know that I've been saying about following the money and people I receipts don't. There have been millions of dollars that have been just removed from the general fund balance. There has been millions of dollars that have been removed, and it's right documented on their consent agenda that they approve. And there's no questions that are asked about it. They just approve this stuff with no questions. Similar to Achieve 3000, no questions. Similar to the cop cars, no questions. Like there's no public questions on what they're approving. And then you have school board member Tamara Schamburger that says, well, we don't need to be approving this software, but sis, you approved it. You sat there on the dais and said nothing. You didn't say, well, what happened to our literacy audit? Because we were supposed to be doing a literacy audit for all these programs that we're purchasing and our children still can't read. And then you guys appointed people who work over literacy that are not even endorsed or certified in reading to the Florida Department of Education when I pulled up their license. They're not even certified in reading, but you have Addison Davis put these people in position who have been working to be a resource teacher in science to be over literacy when we lead the lowest 300 for our reading scores. Let me go ahead and go to August and what I told them before school year started and how this was all going to go down.
Our next speaker is Bianca Goolsbee, followed by Damaris Allen and then Stephanie Baxter Jenkins. Good morning. You have 2 minutes.
Good morning. So the corruption of this district is on full display right now. And maybe because we've been negligent on doing what's best for children, maybe because some of you guys are not reading the consent agenda. We need to talk about the financial health of this district and why this district would be bankrupt if we move strictly to e-learning. We need to talk about the political pressure that's coming from the top, but let's be very clear, an elected superintendent is not the same as an appointed one. School starts on Monday and we have over 360 COVID-19 cases since March. On Wednesday, the entire administrative staff and staff members at Spoto had to quarantine. At Burns, several staff members are in quarantine, and don't get me started on Jefferson. What angers me the most is that you're not even being truthful. You're not even being accountable for what's happening. Where is my receipts I requested on August 13th? I want to know how much of these defective wipes you purchased. Let's discuss this defective PPE. The SDS of the foaming hand sanitizer has reproductive risks, and it turns the floor black due to the chemical reaction of the wax. We need people that's accountable, transparent, and operates in integrity. This school year is going to cause so much destruction to the institution, and instead of creating solutions to save it, your identity politics doesn't have your full focus on the children. We can't afford more damage. We need a financial audit, and for you all to be honest to your stakeholders, this is a multi-billion dollar organization that has been ran to the ground due to negligence and institutionalized neglect. Our community deserves better. For the folks watching this circus at home, make sure you are intentional with who you place over your children's future. Do the right thing and stop this political game. After this, we're making some calls for resignations. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, hell no. Now we're here. Okay. We're in October. And we have now seen that there's destruction that is going all the way from the district to higher education that will be dismantling public education and our future generations. So this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you that, number one, you need to follow the money. Number two, we need to hold folks accountable. And for the life of me, I don't understand why people get so in a frenzy and so upset when it's holding people accountable. Don't come at me when I'm posting receipts about what's stuff that's happening. For example, looking for accountability. There's a list. Okay. I got a list of things that I'm going to take this here. Okay. And I want y'all to hold these people accountable. Okay. So number one, I want to know, okay, about Hillsborough County and if they cut the check for the people that they've stole resources from on Teachers Pay Teachers and posted those resources in Canvas. Was a check cut? Okay. Now there's one entity, Common Core Kingdom, that's still trying to figure out about why her materials is in the third largest district in the state of Florida in their Canvas account without payment. Okay. Hello. She wants her money. Okay, next list. Okay, I want to know who's going to be held accountable for this literacy staff that was hired by Addison Davis, who are not certified in reading. Oh, and by the way, okay, from my understanding, they have no experience with managing principals and managing schools. They were just resource, you know, educators. Mm-hmm. I want to know who's going to be held accountable for this money and these checks that were cut from a PAC in Texas to school board candidates, to school board members, and Superintendent Addison Davis. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to know who's going to be held accountable for this contract with Achieve 3000. And for the life of me, I don't understand why we constantly say that it's not a conflict. How is it not a conflict when the policy is black and white? How?
Bruh.
The policy is in black and white. So board members, y'all out here campaigning and saying vote for me and, you know, we need to have better fiscal responsibility and we're okay. So Steve Kona, okay, you on the record saying that we need to be more fiscally responsible, but sir, you serve on the finance committee. So I'm trying to understand why I'm getting alerts, okay, of you and your quote in the Tampa Bay Times when, sir, you serve on the finance committee. So at this point, I don't want to hear it. I'm just like, because I just don't understand what's wrong. I don't understand what's wrong. I don't even know why you're doing it. I don't even know why you're trying it. You sit on the finance committee, say with Tamara Schamberger and Melissa Snively. So what are y'all talking about? And then Tamara Schamberger had the nerve to be on the radio to then say that they don't talk about the budget in the finance committee. So then I'm just trying to figure out, well, then what the heck y'all talk about?
Bruh.
What do y'all talk about in the finance committee? If y'all don't talk about the budget and y'all sit in these meetings with the CFO, Gretchen Saunders, which how she still has a job is beyond me. But okay, so I want to know what y'all talk about. What did y'all talk about on June 9th? Because on the website, y'all had a committee meeting. What y'all talk about? Y'all don't believe me? Let's go ahead and pull it up. Let's go ahead and take a field trip. Let's go ahead. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hillsborough County Public Schools. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna go right to this website with me. Because, see, the thing is, I just don't understand why people be lying. Y'all lying when the receipts right here is clear as day. Why y'all be lying? And to Kimberlyn's point, hey girl, hey, you know, people be thinking that we just too stupid to fact check. Okay. This is a public entity, folks. I hate to keep telling y'all this, but this is not a private enterprise. Okay. The district is spending this money like it's not taxpayers' money. They're not being transparent about the money. And yet we're still here. Now we was talking about this well before COVID. Okay. Fitch and all of that happened before COVID. Okay. I don't know. Don't talk about the budget in the finance committee, bro. Right. So I listen, that is what sis said on the radio when people were asking her questions. And it's beyond me. Y'all need to talk to Tamara Schamberger. Y'all out here being upset with me because I'm talking about her. And then y'all say I'm bashing her, but y'all ain't fact checking what sis is saying. How are we closing the achievement gap and we lead the school to prison pipeline? I got a question.
Bruh.
Okay, so this is the website, okay? So this is the board committees, okay? Now, this is an explanation of what the board committees and what they do. And, you know, they should comply with the Sunshine Law requirements. It says it's right here in black and white. So I'm going to scroll down to the finance committee, okay? Now, what I was told is that if you're listed first, you're over that said committee, okay? This is what I was told. So with that being said, if we're going to say that, then Tamara Schamberger is over this finance committee. And she's over the legislative committee. But let's just talk about the finance committee because the finances is what we're talking about. So Tamara Schamberger over this committee, she's listed first. It's not an alphabetical order. With the CFO, Gretchen Saunders, how she still has a job after the amount of times we've been in budget crisis and she's still been in the same position is beyond me because it would not happen in a multi-billion dollar corporation. So I'm not understanding why it's happening in a public institution, but neither here nor there. So Tamara Schamberger is on the finance committee along with Melissa Snively and Steve Kona. Okay. Now, if you go down here and you go to upcoming meetings, you can see that they don't have any upcoming meetings. To my understanding, they need to go ahead and have a meeting about the finances so that they can have a high level analysis so that they can communicate to their constituents on how they were able to misspend and misallocate all this money. Okay. And I said those words intentionally. So let's go ahead and go to past meetings. Okay. And we're going to go down. Now, this is all the meetings that they have. Okay. Now, the finance committee, June 9th, 2020 at 1:30 at Rozac. So I go back and I say, what did y'all discuss on June 9th? Okay. Because in April, we had a conversation. We should have had a conversation about the Fitch ratings because, again, I sent Melissa and Steve Kona, okay, which they are the leaders of the board, the Google alert that I received in regards to the Fitch ratings becoming a negative. Okay. So in April, there should have been conversations about the money and why it looks the way it looks. Okay. There should have been conversations before now. Should have been conversations before COVID. But neither here nor there. I want to know what was discussed on June 9, 2020. And allegedly from Tamara Schamberger, she says that they don't talk about the budget in the finance committee. So it's beyond me at this point. I have more questions. So yeah, let's move on. Okay. So with that being said, you know, we have issues with the money. We have all these cuts. Now on Sunday, you know, I posted a receipt from, you know, district employees. Again, the district employees, they tell me the tea. I make sure that I keep their identity safe because people like to retaliate. And I told the folks about these cuts that were being made. Okay. And so of course that, you know, kind of changed Addison Davis plans or whatever, because he had told the APs and the principals and district leadership, you know, to keep this quiet and to keep this on the low until Friday. And we will make the announcement on Friday. He was going to have a whole plan to make himself become a hero in this situation. Well, obviously I posted it. It was shared a whole bunch of times and people started talking and asking questions. And then all of a sudden, now we're seeing all these headlines and an email that goes out that says the exact same thing that I said, except for he tried to clean it up and gaslight as if like this is not a big deal, that this is something that just traditionally happens. And that is not true. It's very disingenuous and it's wrong. The part that gets me more upset about it is that we continue to refer units and we don't equate that to people. We are dehumanizing public education and we are dehumanizing the teachers and the support staff that are working every single day to move our children. And so the verbiage that he wanted to tell principals and APs on how to, you know, communicate this is to continue to say, oh yeah, well, we're cutting 0.4 units. Okay, so on Monday, when the strings department was cut at River Hills Elementary, that wasn't just a unit being cut. That was a person being cut. So at the end of the day, we are continuing to perpetuate these narratives that clearly do not put focus on public education. It does not put focus on public schools. And this is why we're here. Now you have a whole college of education that will not be preparing our educators to enter the workforce. So who's going to come into our schools? Because we're already short. There's a national shortage. And then on top of that, now you have employees that have, you know, faculty meetings. They had faculty meetings this week and they were told that, hey, you know, we are moving and we can't do any e-learning positions. So everyone needs to come back to brick and mortar. Now everyone said that teachers had a choice on whether they was going to teach online or in person. Now, all of a sudden, we don't have a choice. Teachers don't have a choice. Parents have a choice. Teachers don't have a choice, but yet they're teaching your kids. And then now we kind of pin parents against teachers. And that is awful. It's awful because at the end of the day, parents, don't fall for the bait because your teachers are the ones that's educating your children. Okay. So please don't be fighting your teachers when they're only here to help your children. Don't blame the teachers, blame the system. The system has been systemically robbing your children and you need to be teaching your kids at home. My question is, I want to know what your contingency plan is, because I'm telling you, the dismantling of public education is right in front of your eyes. It's not going to get any better. It will continue to get worse, especially when we have leaders in position that do not care about teaching and they continue to blow smoke and pretend like they care about public education when in reality, they don't, because they get a check from other sources that doesn't stem from public education anyway. So with that being said, I really hope that we stop the fight between teachers and parents. And parents, you really need to listen to the teachers, because they are certified, they're trained, and they're here to help your child. They're not here to fight with you. So now we have these teachers that are being entered into the pool, don't have really any clear instructions on what that looks like. And for those of them that are entering the pool, they might not even be afforded the e-learning opportunity that they probably needed because they have compromising health risks. So we're now pretending that COVID-19 is not a real thing. It doesn't exist. So now we are now putting all these children into this environment. It's not safe. So by the way, I got some questions about Plant High School. So allegedly Plant High School, the people done clean Plant 3-4 times a day. But then we go to East Tampa, you got the Hispanic and the Black custodian workers that are cleaning, you know, the schools for COVID. But yet at Plant High School, y'all have the whole cleaning crew with the astronaut suits on, spraying it down. And let's talk about that spray real quick. The spray is where like people clothes are being bleached. Like I'll put the receipts in the comments. Like when they spray, they leave the spray there and people are supposed to clean up and wipe it down. Well, the spray is actually bleaching teachers' clothes. Okay, I'll post the receipt so you know. So there's a question on the floor. The question on the floor is, what does entering the pool mean? I've seen this over and over lately. So basically the pool is where they cut units, and because contractually they can't fire the teacher or terminate the teacher because they're tenured or they're protected by contract, so they have to keep them on board. So a pool is a place where if there's any open positions, they apply for it. So it's basically like a waiting room, so to speak, of where they can be placed. And so there's some teachers that are in a pool that might not even have a position. And some of them might actually work at like a call center or something just for them to have a job. It's really odd on how the district allocates this and works this. So if there's anyone else that would like to chime in and respond to Jennifer, I greatly appreciate it. But from my understanding and from what I'm being told, that's kind of the best analysis that I can give for that. Because yes, you're right. The pool is definitely overused. And we're not breaking down these terms for people to understand and know what exactly is going on. But in a grand scheme of things, it's like a waiting room waiting for you to be placed in a position. Okay. So Catherine says, I know it's been 4 years since this has happened at my daughter's school, and it wasn't even the same scale on the district level as far as I remember. Yes. Yeah, so these cuts have never been the same. So the fact that there's narratives that are being painted out here that this is, you know, something to the point where this happens every year is very disingenuous and wrong. But again, this kind of goes into the character of Addison Davis, because I'm going to get back to that in a second. So the question on the floor is, so my husband could end up as a call center worker? Yes. There have been principals that have been put into the pool, and they've actually been working in a call center. They have been teachers as a sign. So Kimberlyn says, but the new position is not always comparable to the position they left. They may be placed out of field if that's all that's available. Yeah. So Kimberlyn is responding back to Jennifer in regards to the pool. And like I said, they might not all be placed in the same position that they had. Again, there have been some teachers that have been put in the pool and they've been working in the call center. Okay. So I'm just throwing that out there, and it's awful. It's awful. It's really bad what's happening. And again, people are being very disingenuous about what's really happening. And that is what's causing a lot of anxiety. And that's what's causing a lot of fear. And this is why people need to really be intentional with what's happening and to stay involved and stay engaged, because parents, you are the ultimate stakeholders when it comes to public education. Your rights and your duties are huge. Okay. And when you are silent, you are complicit and you allow the system to do what it do. And this is why the district is more likely to say, oh, well, I don't want to tell teachers this, that, and the third. Do y'all know that there's lead that's actually in the water? I'm glad that they cut the water fountains off. But then again, are they providing your children with water? Because what I'm being told is that they were supposed to They were supposed to be providing student water bottles because they cut off the water fountains. And that's great because they'll actually be drinking better water than what they're providing. But then I'm hearing that some students are not getting bottles of water and they're dehydrated and they're tired because the water fountains are off. So parents, you are the ultimate stakeholders. Ask questions and hold these people accountable. Addison Davis said that every student will be supplied a bottle of water. They're spending all of this money for PPE and again, please be intentional because at the end of the day, people are not being honest. People are not operating in integrity and they're gaslighting you and they're making it seem as though that this will be all okay. It's not okay. Okay. So if there's no money, how they're going to explain staff being taken away from the students and put into a call center? That doesn't make sense to me. Well, let me tell you. When you're put in the pool and you're contractually tenured into the district, the district has to do something. So I want to just kind of stop and say that when we talk about no money, okay, there is money. There is money. Be very clear. And there's a lot of it. Okay. The issue is how they've been allocating the money and how they've been spending the money. And so like, we probably need to go get some refunds. Like, so for example, we probably will need to go get a refund of, you know, Achieve 3000. We probably need to get a refund of Addison Davis. We probably need to get a refund of those cop cars that they decided to purchase and deck out. And they're driving around using your gas, mind you, using your gas because they use your gas. Okay. They go to the gas station, taxpayers' money. They're using your gas and they drive around like they're TPD. Okay. So there's so many things that we probably could be using. We could start a cuts at the top. Okay. Maybe, you know, Addison Davis can decide, well, maybe, you know, me living off of $310K, especially when I'm getting money on the side for, you know, these contracts, maybe I can just like cut some money. But no, you know, that there's that. Then you have all of these, you know, staff members that, you know, got promotions and some of them are not even qualified for their positions. Some of them, you know, can get cut. You know, there's a whole bunch of things. So I don't want to just continue with this narrative that the district doesn't have money. They do have money. They just have not been allocating it properly. And they've been having incompetent staff that's been running the show in this multi-billion dollar corporation for well too long. And here we go in COVID. Now we're asking questions and now it's not adding up. And now we got to take out a loan to pay staff. And that's even if they get approved for the loan because they're doing a tax anticipation note with COVID. We don't even know. People might not even pay their property taxes on time. It's just a mismanagement of, you know, money. And so people need to start asking questions. This been here. This isn't new. They've been approving foolishness. They've been doing this. So is Pinellas County talking about cutting teachers? Is Pinellas County talking about, you know, taking out loans? And then let's talk about that tax anticipation note. Now, you know, Addison Davis said, well, you know, all districts do this. Okay. So Pinellas County, I did my research. They do have a tax anticipation note. The question is, did they use it? Did they use it to do payroll? Okay. So at the end of the day, people, you need to be intentional and we need to hold folks accountable and you need to vote. We need new school board members. And the only person that need to stay up there because their opponent is just way left field is Lynn Gray. I understand some people have issues with Lynn Gray, could barely understand her. Sometimes she goes off in tangents and she can't, you know, answer questions in a minute or two. But Lynn Gray is the best shot we got. So please make sure that you keep her in. And this is why we need to be intentional. Y'all need to go out here and start recruiting on who's going to be the best board members. I can't run in Hillsborough County. So I don't understand why y'all keep asking me if I need to run for Hillsborough County and be a board member. I can't run in Hillsborough County. I don't live in Hillsborough County. But y'all need to start mobilizing and start having conversations now on who's going to be running the school board and getting these people together. So that way y'all can mobilize and do what y'all want. These seats are for the people. Okay, these people are for you. They're not for anybody else but you. But meanwhile, you got school board members that pay to get in this seat, and then they're using their influence to have contract deals. Like, for example, Steve Kona is leveraging his construction work, and he's out here getting money. And listen, y'all go follow the money, go get the receipts. I'm not out here lying on these people, but yet people want to always say that I'm out here lying and I'm trying to target people and this, that, and the third. Whoop de whoop. And mind you, you got people out here that saying,
there is no other option for our community.
Okay, y'all have plenty of options. I'm going to tell y'all that. Y'all got plenty of options. And here we go. Dr. Angela Schroeder. Y'all need to go ahead and mobilize and make sure that she wins this seat. Okay? We messed up the last time. And there's an allegation as to why that happened and what messed up with that. Because allegedly, you know, someone had an issue with Lynn Gray and they put somebody in the seat so that they could split the votes with Lynn Gray. And so that's why it split the vote. There's some people that just be hopping into races to just split the vote. For example, Elvis Pigott. Elvis Pigott hopped in District 5 to split the vote. If Elvis Pigott didn't hop in District 5, Shake Washington would have won, and we wouldn't even be dealing with half the mess right now that we're dealing with. Question on the floor. Speaking of Lynn Gray, did she send a letter to Addison Davis? She said she would send to address the culture of retaliation. Lynn Gray, you being called up to the front of the congregation, because I don't know. You didn't post about it, so I don't know. So Lynn Gray, if you're watching, I would make sure that I you know, get to you, Lynn Gray. Lynn Gray, please make sure that you do what you say you're going to do and you hold these folks accountable, because enough is enough. Enough is enough. We out here playing these games, and our children deserve better and our teachers deserve better, because the culture of retaliation is real. And this is why news reporters, they're not talking to you. They're not going to talk to you. So while you out here that want to make these clickbait articles so you can get ad revenue for Google AdSense and all that good stuff, okay? They're not going to talk to you, because all you're going to do is use two sentences of what they say, and then you're going to talk about what the district is saying, and the district is lying. And y'all not even fact checking what the district is saying.
Oh, hell no.
And my gosh, there is some tea on my comments. So I'm going to tell the tea. Tamara Schamberger put Jeffrey Johnson in District 7 race to split the votes. First of all, does he even live in Hillsborough County? Because his church is not even in Hillsborough County. Does he even live in Hillsborough County? Look, I don't even got time. So again, folks, y'all need to start asking questions and y'all need to be intentional, because there's people that have split the vote. Y'all hopping into this race. For example, Ben Green. Ben Green is a troll. Okay. He hopped into the school board race. He didn't show up to any forums and, you know, he didn't participate. Okay. He was the one that was kicked out of the school board meeting because he called Tamara Schamberger hamburger and was referring to the women on the floor and called them blondies. Okay. So with that, Ben Green hopped into the race. If Ben Green didn't hop into the race, it's highly likely that Nadia Combs would have beat Steve Kona outright. And the crazy part about it is that Steve Kona is outspending Nadia like 8-1. Ain't that the craziest thing? How are you spending all this money and you losing? You losing, okay? So Lynn has to go next election. I'm starting my research on the requirements for running in District 7. Yes, I'm telling y'all, y'all need to start mobilizing. These seats are for y'all, okay? This is for you and your children. So please make sure that y'all out here doing what y'all supposed to be doing. Because right now, I'm telling you, this is crazy. The way that these school board members are getting paid underneath the table, there's consulting firms that is cutting checks for these school board members, and there's so much digging to do, right? And I'm just telling you, I post the receipts on my page, and I just hope that y'all ask questions. So, okay, back to my questions, because I was on the tangent, and I don't have my notes today. So I got a question about the employee, Cato Norwood. You out here and you posting and you're making posts on Tamara Schamberger's campaign page. You're working, okay, at Hillsborough County Public Schools, and you're working on her campaign, okay? First of all, sir, the way that you set this up, like, you have set this up to where you can't even say that this ain't you. Okay, why? I posted the receipt. Y'all go back on my page and look at it. But first of all, sir, you put your initials on the post and said posted by your initials. So that was already, you know. OK, Okay, why would you do that? And then two, okay, if you schedule the polls and you use tools like Buffer, Hootsuite, you know, like the professional services, okay, cool. But then you had to edit the post because, you know, you had to tweet some things on the post. So then when you tweet some things on the post, you can't do that with a scheduler. You have to intentionally go into Facebook and actually hit the, you know, edit post. And then, you know, Facebook shows the edit history. Okay. So I got all these receipts where you're editing posts on Facebook when you're supposed to be working in Hillsborough County Public School. Now you work at Middleton. You're supposed to be teaching our children. But meanwhile, you out here campaigning for school board member Tamara Schamburger. Now, Tamara Schamburger, you should be held accountable because you should know better, because you should know the duties and responsibilities. Now, Cato might not know because he just hopped into this political scene and wanted to be a political consultant and wanted to make flyers and graphics and then say he doing digital strategy. Meanwhile, he's sharing all these things to these groups and nobody's engaging with this stuff. Okay. Nobody even cares. So then with that being said, Cato, you out here on district's time. Okay. You're on the taxpayer's time. So for those of you that live in Hillsborough County, Cato is on your time. Okay. That's your money. Okay. He is using your money when he's supposed to be teaching the kids, helping Tamara Schamburger's campaign. Tamara Schamburger should know better because she's a school board member. And she should know that she should not be using people and resources. Sounds illegal to me. Huh? Follow the money. Okay, so let's go ahead and pull up this because I just want to just let y'all know about this tea right here. Because this is just, at this point, this can't even get any better. So, you know, 2 years ago, there was an article that was posted about Addison Davis. And recently, people have started doing research on Addison Davis and the article came back up. OK, so, you know, when the article came back up, I was like, OK, let me do some research. Similar to how, you know, I found Kimberlyn's article. Like, I didn't even know Kimberlyn. Me and Kimberlyn became friends because I reached out to her in regards to her situation with Tamara Schamburger. I reached out to her to see if she wanted to talk about it. She didn't want to talk about it at the time because she was still working for the district. And then she stopped working for the district. And then we talked about it. We became the best of friends and she's part of Teacher for the Culture. And we even have a podcast together. Okay. Well, I reached out to the lady who filed a complaint on Addison Davis. And guess what? I had a conversation with her. I have an interview coming with her. And I also got the police report. And I also got the receipts of the conversation that she had with the detective. So today I'm going to show you the police report. It's 22 pages. And I want y'all to pay very close attention to what I have to show you, because this is a pattern. And this is why I'm bringing it up, because this is what's taking place right now in Hillsborough County with the teachers that are speaking out about what's happening in the schools. Okay. So let's go ahead and let's turn your attention to the police report. Okay. So this is the public integrity review with the Clay County Sheriff's Department. Okay. So this right here, the complainant, she has given me consent to post this information and share it with you. I posted it on my Patreon yesterday. I'm always going to make sure that my Patreons get the tea first because they invest in this work. So yep. Again, I'm just letting y'all know, people be intentional. So let's go ahead and let's talk about it. Okay. Now I'm going to post all of this here. Okay. Because y'all need to see this. I want y'all to read it. I want y'all to see what the detective has to say. The detective was very, very clear on his concerns. Okay. The complainant was very, very clear on her concerns. And again, all of this is in black and white. Okay. All of this is in black and white. Addison Davis likes to contact people when people are talking about him, and he likes to gaslight. And this is why I reached out to Karen Perez this morning. Karen Perez had posted about how, you know, mental health services was being handled, this, that, and the third. And I reached out to sis because I'm pretty sure she had a conversation with Addison Davis, and Addison Davis probably tried to finesse her and probably say some things that wasn't true and made her comfortable and all of these things, which wasn't true. Like, it's a bunch of BS, because first of all, we have the lowest psychologist ratio in the state. So that's already problematic when it comes to mental health, if we really care about mental health. But then also on that, you have situations where, you know, he's out here finessing, telling these people that, oh yeah, it ain't like that. And, you know, this is that. So yeah. So this information, like the thing with Addison Davis, it wasn't criminal, but it's something that needs to be looked at. It's a pattern here about what he's doing. So Addison Davis didn't want to talk about it. He said that, you know, this is a non-criminal matter, but this is a serious matter because you out here reaching out to this lady and you're calling her several times on her phone. I got the screenshots. And then when you actually talk to her, you mention her son when her son was in the school. So, okay, y'all read the police report. Okay. Kimberlyn said, y'all read the police report, okay? Kimberlyn is part of the squad, so she gets first access to this. She read the police report. We had a conversation about it. It's very problematic. I'm going to put the receipts in the comments so that y'all could talk about it. Like I said, you know, the woman that filed a complaint, she has agreed to do an interview with me. She had a conversation with Marlene Sokol. She was not happy with the article that Marlene Sokol produced about the situation and didn't even post the receipts on what actually took place. So I'm going to post the receipts. Since nobody wants to do it, I'm going to do it. How this is relevant is because there's teachers that are in my inbox right now that are sending me messages that are telling me, hey, B, do you know that Addison Davis wants to have a private meeting with me? Hey, B, did you know that they are trying to, you know, intimidate me and tell me to be quiet? And then, you know, there's certain principals that, you know, was yelled at by Addison Davis when the teacher spoke out. I'm getting all these messages, folks. These people ain't lying. Just like when the person reached out to me Sunday, told me about these cuts. And now all of a sudden, everyone talking about these same cuts that I told y'all on Sunday. People lie receipts don't. Y'all need to go get y'all receipts and stop letting these people lie to y'all. So I'm going to post the receipts so that y'all can be intentional. Y'all can follow the money. Y'all can follow all of this stuff because patterns don't lie. Now, here's my recommendations on all of this. I really think that we just need to go ahead and just get rid of Addison Davis. Okay. And here's my thing. Okay. Addison Davis, you know, sir. When you lied to me and you told me, and I'm gonna just go ahead and put this out here because I at this point I don't care. Okay, Addison Davis, we had a conversation about Achieve 3000, right, sir? Okay, and when we had that conversation, you told me about your brother, and you told me that you know you didn't know that your brother worked there. You gave me this sob story, but then I made some phone calls, sir. I made some phone calls and I found out that, sir, actually, you actually promoted your brother to be ESE. Now, okay. When your brother was working in the ESC department in Duval County Public Schools, that, you know, when you worked in Duval County Public Schools, okay, you know that if you go pull up his brother's license, he don't even have a license on the Florida Department of Education. That man allegedly was walked out by the Florida Department of Education with all those fines that was taking place in the ESC department in Duval County Public Schools. So y'all need to start being intentional. So, sir, you lied to me talking about something. You don't know your brother. This, listen, I don't even care. You think I'm too stupid to fact check? All these people contacting me, reaching out to me from Duval County, Clay County, done told me all this stuff, how you trying to intimidate parents, you trying to intimidate teachers, and then you doing the same mess in Hillsborough County, and I'm getting all these messages, all these alerts of all this stuff going on, and you think I ain't gonna say nothing? Sir, I ain't scared of you. I'm not scared of these board members, none, because people I receive don't. I have my receipts. So what you gonna do? Right. So I just hope that people are just very intentional at this point and moving forward. And the media, I'm just telling you, the teachers are not going to talk to you because y'all out here being very disingenuous. Y'all just creating headlines for clickbait. Y'all don't really care about what's happening in education, because if you did, y'all would have been following this stuff with intention, because this stuff has been happening for a long time now. I just say a prayer for the educators and the support staff that are being cut and have uncertainty on what's their next step and how they're going to move. I definitely pray for you daily. I get the messages. I posted a letter, and the administrators are terrified. Kimberlyn just said it. The administrators are terrified that they will lose their job, and the culture is horrible because Addison Davis is calling principals, yelling at them, telling them that they need to get their teachers in line when teachers come speak out at public comment. Mm-hmm. So Addison Davis, I don't know what type of games you playing, but the stuff that you play in Clay County definitely don't work in Hillsborough County, because there's more eyes looking, sir, and this ain't gonna work. So now they got a whole new movement now I'm seeing in the group I was tagged in this morning. The group say, ditch Davis, not our teachers. I'm with the movement. Ditch Davis, not our teachers. So I love it. I'm with it. So I gave y'all a whole action item of things that y'all need to start asking questions and getting clarity on. Again, y'all keep asking me when I'm running for Hillsborough County. I don't live there. I don't live over there. So y'all need to start mobilizing and figuring out who y'all gonna get out these seats, okay? And no, for those of you that keep talking about, oh, District 5, Shake Washington, what he did, this, that, and third. Well, I'm gonna just tell you this. He way better than Tamara Schamburger, off rip, because Tamara Schamburger is a liar and she's a narcissist, okay? I said it. And so Tamara Schamburger has been very disingenuous when she talks about the achievement gap and what's happening. And look, I just got a message about how there's music teachers that, look, I'm getting messages right now as I'm on live about what's happening in our school. So let's just go ahead and run down the list, shall we? District 1, Nadia Combs. Thank you, Kimberlyn. Nadia Combs for District 1. District 3, Jessica Vaughn. Okay, Jessica Vaughn for District 3. For District 5, you have Henry Shate Washington, okay? We cannot afford Tamara Schamburger. Tamara Schamburger has profited on the backs of our children. This lady went from a 2005 Acura to a Range Rover. You hear me? Cha-ching. Follow the money. Follow the money, please. Go look at the D6 form, okay? When we talk about District 7, Lynn Gray, okay? Lynn Gray has to beat Sally Harris. Sally Harris is awful, and we deserve better, okay? So I'm just letting you know that enough is enough. People need to start asking questions. People need to be intentional, and we need to stop playing the game. So if y'all want to mobilize something, I suggest y'all create a petition and go ahead and start telling these folks to get rid of Addison Davis, because Addison Davis is, you know, y'all just need to go ahead, because he's out here lying and manipulating. And, you know, there's allegations that he ain't really come in contact with COVID, and he's playing hooky because he don't want all these people in his face. And he got to look in the face, talk about all these cuts that he done already told the people that he wasn't going to cut. And then was very disingenuous in the article to say that we're not cutting. And this is something that always happens. This don't always happen. This is new. And it's under your leadership. The last thing I keep saying it's going to be the last thing. And then I always have like more stuff. I need to stop saying that, because I always have more stuff. But there's a spreadsheet that's being posted on social media where it compares Jeff Aiken's cabinet versus Addison Davis' cabinet. And the numbers are already looking like Addison Davis has more people. But then when I looked at the spreadsheet, I haven't independently verified it to make sure that it's correct. And this is why I haven't posted it. But for those of you or whoever created that spreadsheet, y'all also forgot the wives that was brought into this district as well. Y'all know Addison Davis also hired the wives of some of the people. Y'all knew that? I posted the receipt. I exposed it already, so go back. Now, there's a comment here that I'm really concerned with, and it says Tamara Schamburger endorsed Sally Harris. Now, Tamara Schamburger don't need to be endorsing nobody. You hear me? She don't need to be endorsing nobody. See, I'm getting these receipts. Hold on, y'all. See, y'all about to get some real-time information being on this live this morning. Addison Davis is sending emails to staff members right now, the staff members that have spoke out publicly about him, okay? And the wives aren't qualified, period. The wives aren't qualified. Y'all hiring people that's not even qualified for these positions. And then those regional superintendents, half of those regional superintendents have not even had experience with managing principals before, which is why they have to go ahead and go to a new council session that the district pays for them to learn. And allegedly it's being covered by some grant money, whatever have you. But regardless, y'all are hiring people in these positions that are not even qualified. And y'all talking about moving the needle. And shame on you, Steve Kona, because you allow Addison Davis to bring these people early, knowing the financial impact that it could have on the district. And then yet you quoted an article talking about we need to be fiscally responsible. How? I tell you this, follow the money. People I receipts don't. And I'm going to post all these receipts that y'all can look at it. Y'all need to read this report. If anything that you get out of this episode today, read this report, because this is just something here. This is just too much. The fact that this man wrote in third person, I ain't even gonna tell you the tea. Y'all need to go read it, because this just too much. I done told y'all people I receipts don't. I told y'all to follow the money. I told y'all about the demographics and the numbers and the data. You know, I have a whole 2018-2019 Achievement Schools data review on YouTube. I'll post a link so that you can review it, because there are some schools where children are only reading 9% proficiency. at some schools in District 5. Yet Tamara Chamberlain talking about we closing the achievement gap. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I said I wasn't going to do a full episode, and I'm just talking away, and I just appreciate y'all being here, and thank y'all for listening to me rant today, and I will be more organized next time, but I'm literally transitioning in a lot of things in my life, and I just thank God for it, and I thank God for you. I thank God for my patrons. Thank y'all for supporting the movement and supporting this work, because I'm telling you, I feel like I got, you know, people on my back every chance I take, because they upset with me because I'm out here posting no receipts. But guess what? If there was no receipt, I would have no conversation about it. And then y'all out here acting like,
you really think someone would do that? Just go on the internet and tell lies?
Y'all really think I'm just gonna sit here and just be lying on folks just to lie? There's other stuff that I could be doing. But I'm here advocating for the kids because this is important. This is your future generations to come. Future. The current kids right now that are leading the state in our school to prison pipeline, what about their future? The kids that can't read because we keep forcing them with this FSA, and we still have FSA that's still on the record. We still doing FSA. We still testing our kids. We still going to do that. We doing all these writing assessments that we can't even teach our kids. We got them doing writing assessments, I'm sorry, on Zoom for 120 minutes. We need to rethink how this public education should work, because the longer that we continue in the way that we're going, we're going to continue to alienate our children, and we're going to push them further behind. And we need to get rid of these school board candidates that lie, don't tell the truth, and the ones that are paid puppets. The ones that are getting paid on the failure. You know, education is a big business, and failure drives the machine. So when our kids lose, there's more money. Okay. For the record. Oh, I put the woman. For the record, are sight words still a thing though? Asking for a friend. First of all, you're petty. Okay. Cause I know what you're talking about. Cause I was scrolling on social media last night, but sight words is still a thing, for the record. Okay. And we need to have intentional conversations about what education looks like, and making sure that we have the right people having conversations about it. And I'm gonna just end you with that. With that being said, I love y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. Y'all stay safe. Y'all stay blessed out here. And for those of you that's out here, don't know where to turn and you're stressed out, I am praying for you. I am just sending you my love and support. I know how this is. And I'm just here standing with you, fighting with you, and holding these folks accountable the best way I can. And so thank y'all for y'all support. Thank y'all for everything. And I love y'all. I love y'all so much. And people lie receipts don't. Go get y'all receipts and start asking questions. And I'll see y'all until next time. Before I leave, we got two events tonight. We're in Pinellas County. We have District 1 with Laura Hine and Stephanie Myers. That's at 6 p.m. Stephanie Myers decided that she didn't want to show up, so it's going to be Laura Hine, and we're going to have an intentional conversation with her. And yeah, that's going to be awesome. We also have District 7. Caprice and Carl will both be in the building. So that will be at 7 p.m. tonight with Teaching for the Culture. So please make sure that you tune for those events tonight, because it's going to be lit. And then my last thing is, I'm always going to give y'all these receipts, because people lie receipts don't. There's 39 elementary schools that's on the state's lowest 300 list for reading in Hillsborough County, and they have been leading the state for the last 3 years. So while we got the school board members talk about how, you know, they've made great gains, well, we've been leading this lowest 300 list. So I don't know where that is. 13 out of 48 schools on the state's list of the persistently low performing schools are Hillsborough County, which is the most in any district, meaning that we lead the lowest 300, and we also lead the persistently low performance schools list as well. So there's two lists that we should not be on that we're on. And there's 53% of Hillsborough's third graders that are reading on level. And so, yeah. So half the kids reading on level. And if you actually break that data down, like I was telling you that I did with the achievement schools, you would actually be amazed. And I use amazed. And what I'll say is, you will be shocked and you will be dumbfounded at the fact that there's kids that out of the whole third grade class at that school, only 9% passed the FSA. Only 9%. So I'm going to post all the links in the receipts. Y'all go get some questions, because y'all out here lying, playing games, and, you know, ask questions. Whew, I said a lot. Y'all be blessed, and make sure y'all support the Patreon. I mean, $1 a month. Come on. $1 a month. if you could sacrifice a cup of coffee or a meal at McDonald's and just say, hey, okay, I'm gonna sacrifice this one meal for a day just to contribute to this movement, I greatly appreciate it. And if you can't, you can't. I appreciate you for supporting. For those of you that give stars on the Facebook Live, I appreciate that. Just thank you for your support and for your love. Have a great weekend and bye.
Please keep my name about your mouth. And mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. Sing choir.
Please keep my name about your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Keep my name about
your mouth.